Listen to this. She was in 2017 was named Female Vocalist of the Year by California Country Awards. She's been touring up the west coast of California. She'll be doing that through late October, and she'll be in Texas in November, so alert your friends there. They don't want to miss her. Her latest album, Into the Blue, comes out in January. She typically plays 150 to 200 shows per year. And here's something that I'm just going to throw in. I was part of that generation that said music videos. Well, it's not good enough that your song is great. You have to have a video now. So there's like 7 that I'd like and would ever watch again. And now let's make it 8. If you have not seen the video, you're going to do this song, right? Elephants, Alice? Yeah? All right, cool. Go do yourself a favor. Grab some Kleenex and go watch her video for Elephants. I'm just going to say it's one of the most eloquent statements about the Me Too movement ever, and it put tears in my eyes. So, ladies and gentlemen, someone who puts tears in my eyes, Alice Wallace.
Well, thank you guys so much. My name is Alice Wallace. I did a showcase 3 years ago now. Actually, on my Facebook, it came up that it was three years ago exactly today that I was playing an official showcase at Far West in Oakland. So that's kind of a strange little coincidence. Thanks to Facebook for reminding us of our lifetime achievements. And so I do have a new album coming out in January that I'm really excited to share. Is there a little bit of a hum? Should I do anything? Is it okay? Okay. I'm going to start with a song that I wrote with a friend of mine named Andrew Delaney in Dallas, Texas. I don't know how many of you guys know Andrew, but he's a fantastic songwriter, and we've been writing some songs together, and this is one of my favorites on the new album, and it's a song about a phenomenon that we're very familiar with here in Southern California called the Santa Ana Winds. And most recently, I feel like the Santa Ana Winds, for me, evoke memories of some of the horrific fires we've been having. So we wrote this song together last winter, watching all the fires rage in Santa Barbara and Ventura, called Santa Ana Winds.
To
Going back and forth on my set list for this set, but I think I'm going to do this one, which I wasn't originally planning, but this became the title track on the new album. We're calling it Into the Blue after this song, which is a song I wrote a couple New Year's Eves back, and I didn't have a gig on New Year's Eve for the first time in a while, and I decided just to stay home and not go anywhere and kind of reflect on the year. You know, New Year's always is a good time for that kind of reflection. And in particular, I was reflecting on the fact that I feel like I quit my job about 6 years ago to tour full-time, and people tell me all the time, like, you're so lucky, you're going after your dream, and I want to tell them, you should go after yours, too. Life's too short. I mean, sometimes you have to move back in with your parents to make it happen, but it can be worth it. So I wrote this song called The Blue.
Certainty.
blue. So another song from the new album. I think I might want do one or two classic songs, but this is a song that I wrote a little while back. I tour through Texas an awful lot. There's a lot of places to play music in Texas. And I recently started going through El Paso, Texas. And I don't know how many of you guys have driven through El Paso, Texas, down the 10, as we would say here in California. Driving down the 10, and El Paso is on your left, and Juarez, Mexico, stretches out to your right. And it's just such a stark contrast, where literally it's like the freeway divides our country through El Paso. And we have a couple friends there in town we usually stay with when we go through. And the gentleman is a bass player in a band at night. That's how we met him. But during the day, he's a firefighter and an EMT. And one night we were sitting up after a show, and he tells us this story about a call they'd gotten that week, an emergency call, and it was to help a woman who had come across the border in the night, and she'd had her baby on the floor of a gas station bathroom. And I just couldn't get that story out of my head, and I couldn't stop thinking about the fact that that was just like a reality that would never, ever affect me. So I decided to try to put myself in the shoes of somebody that might have to think about those kind of things. So for the sake of this song, I call her Desert Rose. And the song goes like this. She was born at the wrong time, on the wrong side of the line, but she never let it do her any harm. Tough but sweet, quick on her feet, she talked her way through Juarez on her charm. Across the line.
sings the El Paso song, lit up the deep waters. And she set a spell on me, amor. It won't be long before everything you dream is at your feet. You'll never find a love like mine. You'll always be safe. Oh,
thank you guys. So Phil mentioned my song Elephants when he introduced me. And this is actually a song that I did not write. My friend Andrew Delaney, who I mentioned I co-wrote Santa Ana Winds with, he wrote this song. And I heard him sing this song in a hotel room at Swerfa in Austin one night, you know, just the way we all sit up in those hotel rooms at midnight and 1 a.m. And I just remember hearing this song. And you could just hear a pin drop in this room. And I just like, I was just welling up with tears and just feeling like this is a song that everyone needs to hear. Women, men, everybody. Although it's a song about being a woman, written by a very observant man. And I'm very proud to sing it. I asked him if I could record it, and we're putting a version on my new album. It's a song called Elephants. And it goes like this. Walk with a purpose through the parking lot. Keys in your knuckles, cause you ain't got claws. Remembering when your daddy taught you that boys will be boys, gotta watch your back. Sitting there drinking at the bar alone. Sharks come circle, wanna take you home. You better not play coy, better not be mean. Cause boys will be boys and they are fragile things. And they got names for the ones who talk back, the ones who wear those clothes. They got names for the ones who say yes, the ones who no. Hey baby, why you gotta be that way? Give us a smile, you got a pretty face. And there are things you do and things you live quiet as a mouse in a room full of elephants. Oh, don't he look so handsome in his Sunday best? He said he's sorry, you know the rest. Oh, you shouldn't really blame him, he's just a kid. And boys will be boys, don't you call him what he is. They got names for the ones who talk back, the ones who wear those clothes. They got names for the ones who say yes, the ones who say. Well, they got names for the ones who talk back, the ones who wear those clothes. They got names for the ones who say yes, the ones who no. Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys. Do you think I have room for two more? One more, two more? Is anybody keeping time? Two? Let's do two. I'll do one classic Alice Wallace song that's on my current album, which I had just released like days before when I played at Far West my first time. And this is a song about traveling, or really about the people you meet while you're traveling. And it has been a journey. After I quit my job and I just started traveling, and I was pretty much always by myself to start with, and it was a challenge. And then I started to really appreciate what a gift it is to be able to meet so many different people in so many different places, and I started to feel a lot less lonely. So this is a song about two people I met on the road, both very memorable, but for very different reasons. And I call it a traveling song.
Back to that bus, wondering where
kinds of folks on the road. Those who are wise and those who don't know the only true thing we have in this life. Guys, I got one more song for you here. And you heard it at the beginning. If you haven't seen me play before, you might not realize I am trying to bring yodeling back to country music, because there is not nearly enough yodeling going on these days. So if you've been waiting for a good time to go on Instagram and start posting, this would be a good song. At Alice Wallace Music. This is a little song I wrote about teaching myself how to yodel, so it's kind of a yodeling lesson in case you guys want to join in. I'm sure we got some yodelers in the crowd somewhere, right? Thank you so much for Far West for having me. Let's do a little yodeling to close things out here. At least on my set, before all the other talented people get up here.
Well, in case you haven't heard, I like to sing a little now and then. But then one day my world was a change. Heard, and I knew that I wanted to sing that way.
You guys ready? All you're doing is going from your chest voice to your head voice. A little pop in the middle. That's the little tricky part. I knew you guys would be good sports. For me, and I had to push myself for something more. And the only way that I could think to make it any harder was just to go faster. you guys so much.